Okay, you interviewed Pat Hoban. What a season, what a night, what a way to finish the league campaign, your goal, clinching the league title.
Yeah, it was a great feeling to just be over the line now, to be honest. It's been a long season, you know, at times there people thought, you know, we might not do it, and I just think, you know, the character we have in our dressing room and the high quality of players we have in there just shows that what we can do. Like, we're on set to break all sorts of records still, like, you know, so we're aiming as a team to do that. We still think we can improve, and, you know, winning the league title is, you know, there's no better feeling than that.
It was a surreal atmosphere. I mean, in many ways you had already clinched the league title, but you didn't approach it that way.
Sorry, say that again.
I was saying that, like, you, in many ways, you had clinched the league title. They could only catch on goal difference, and yet your goal difference was so good. But you went out and you played tonight to get those points.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's kind of a weird one. You know, you don't want to just be hoping, just, you know, for Cork to lose their game so you can win the title. We wanted to win. You know, unfortunately, we didn't win the game, but we wanted to win the game in style. We wanted to show the fans, you know, just how good we've been in every other game, like, to win it with style. And, you know, it just says, like, you know, 12 points between the, you know, between us and Cork just shows how much of a gap there is there. And, you know, we pushed on, from, especially after that, there was a turning point there in the Waterford game when we lost. We turned there, you know, we went to different levels, I feel. And especially after the break, I always said we can always get better. We can get better. I still think we can get better, but you know what? Winning the league title the way we did tonight is just a great feeling.
I remember talking to you at the start of the season, talking to you down in the Dundalk Library when you signed, and you were very ambitious then, and the ambitions have borne fruit.
Yeah, you know, like, I'm an ambitious person, and you know, I had a lot of ups and downs in England, and it knocked me big time, and just with injuries and stuff, it's been a kind of emotional roller coaster. But since I come back to Dundalk, I said, you know, just forget about that and just put the head down, work hard, and believe in your ability. And you know, I believed in my ability. I knew what I could do here, and you know, a lot of people might have thought not, but you know. I like to think I've proved those people wrong.
I mean, you have, because, I mean, I told you before, there was a local journalist here that said you weren't a prolific goal scorer, and I instantly stepped in and said you were on the public medium, and Jesus Christ, like, I mean, you've broken the leading scorer for Dundalk on two occasions.
Yeah, you know, but, like, you know, that's the stuff that kind of fuels my fire, drives me on, and makes me want to prove people wrong, and I just love it, to be honest. And you know, like I said at my interview at the start of the season, I said I wanted to win everything, and you know, and I said I was coming back hungry. I said Dundalk are getting me at a good time, and I'm getting Dundalk at a good time, and, you know, let's just say they call me Mystic Mac, because I'm right.
Is this sweeter than your first league title?
I'm gonna have to say no. Well, it's different, you know. It's different from, you know, winning the season last game of the season 2014 was special. But personally, for me, with the 2 years I've had, and confidence at a low, and, you know, I had to really dig deep, and you know, it's still a great feeling, and I'm just happy, just over the moon.
Finally, the FAI Cup.
FAI Cup, yeah, like I just said, you know, we've 3 games left, and we have to make sure we're ready and building momentum the next 3 games coming into the FAI Cup. We have to make sure we get 9 points out of 9 now.
Congratulations, Pat. You've been a great encouragement for us.
Cheers, thanks
very much.